This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are dozens of polls out there all trying to do essentially the same thing. Predict what's going to happen 2 weeks from today. Who's going to win, in what states, by how much. They do that by asking, getting people to answer questions. But people lie. They're not always straight with pollsters. You know who they are straight with? Google, which is how we know that even more than Paul Ryan's budget, people want to know what Paul Ryan looks like without his shirt on. Seth Stephen Davidovitz studies economics at Harvard University. He studies data from Google as well to figure out what voters really want. Seth, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
When you go and dig into your Google data sets, what do you learn? I mean, what's out there for us to find out about us as a voting populace?
Yes, that's the power of Google data. People tend to be a lot more honest with a search engine. It has this amazing ability to kind of get people to say what they're really thinking and feeling. It's really a reality check. You know, when you see focus groups and you think people were, you know, sitting in their computers with spreadsheets open waiting to fill in all the numbers if the candidates just gave it to them. And, you know, really they're looking for more Paul Ryan photo shoots.
All right. Well, I have to do this on the studio computer now. We're, what, 2 weeks away from Election Day, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Paul Ryan. Let's see. First of all, I got to spell it right. Look at that. It's Paul Ryan shirtless is literally the first thing that comes up.
Yeah.
And then marathon and then budget is the third item.
Yeah.
So if I type in Paul Ryan shirtless, do I have to worry that Google's going to know who I am?
Oh, no, no. That's very important. This is anonymous aggregate data. Any other person on the planet has no idea who's making any searches. So please, if anything, you should feel proud when you're making your embarrassing searches that you're helping science.
That's right. That's right. It's all in a good cause. How granular can this location data get for Google? I mean, if I'm sitting in, Ottumwa, Iowa, is Google going to show, you know, turnout queries are high in Ottumwa?
Right now, I'm using media markets. There are hundreds of media markets in the United States. But even at using the media market level data, you can get a pretty good sense, I think, of turnout by demographics. So in the 2008 election, it was very clear in this data that African-American turnout was not surprisingly going to skyrocket in 2008. They were the areas that saw by far the biggest increases in searches for how to vote, where to vote, etc.
What's the big takeaway then from your data this year? I mean, close in the polls, shed some light.
I think there's great demand for more photo shoots from Paul Ryan 2 weeks out of the election. That's might be the big takeaway. No, the big takeaway I would say is that the 2012 electorate turnout-wise is looking more like the 2008 electorate, which on balance is a good sign for Barack Obama. Of course, turnout's only part of the issue. He still has to get support among the swing voters, and that is certainly very, very much in doubt.
Seth Stephen-Davidovitz is a PhD student in economics at Harvard University. His piece in the New York Times about Google and what it can tell us about the electorate this time around. It's called Google's Crystal Ball. Seth, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.